Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The other day, I was speaking with a friend about God and faith, stuff like that, and he asked a seemingly innocent question. If there is only one Bible, why are there so many religions? What he was asking is why there are so many schisms and divisions within the Christian faith. That is the $64 million question, to which I gave a very modest and seemingly unsatisfying answer. For about 1,000 years, there was only one Christian church. For another 500 years, there were two. One headquartered in Rome, called Roman Catholic, the other occupying regions further east, called Eastern or Orthodox. In a few days, we will celebrate Halloween, which was originally a Christian holiday. It also happens to be Reformation Day. Now, since the success of Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation, there are today tens of thousands of denominations just within the Christian religion and countless divisions within other religions as well. Some of them continue to foster bitter differences, like between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. So if religion is supposed to make people better rather than worse, why does it often seem to divide people? Here in Humboldt County, I'm glad to say that some practitioners of differing religions and denominations do come together to share fellowship, compare beliefs, and try to make our community a better place to live. I'm talking about a group called the Eureka Interfaith Fellowship. We meet every third Thursday of the month at various houses of worship. Now, we're not trying to save the world or start a revolution. Neither are we trying to create a super religion out of our different beliefs. We simply come together to fellowship, pray, and plan for events like the annual Thanksgiving Sing and the semi-annual Humboldt Peace Prize. In the future, we hope to implement an ecumenical work party in our community and invite each other to participate more fully in understanding our respective faiths. Eureka Interfaith Fellowship will soon be holding their annual Thanksgiving Sing. The Sing will take place on Tuesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Eureka. It will include choirs and musical groups from the Roman Catholic Church, Protestant denominations, including Lutherans, Methodists, Congregationalists, Episcopalians, and Presbyterians, along with Baha'i, Sufi, LDS, the Synagogue Temple, Bethel, and others. Last year's Thanksgiving Sing was hosted by Father Eric Fried at the St. Bernard's Church in Eureka. Sadly, Father Eric was murdered on New Year's Day by someone who had just been released from the county jail. We will honor Father Eric with a moment of silence. Granted, our accomplishments may not always make headlines. We have a long ways to go, but we have at least begun the journey to embrace the diversity of faiths and beliefs within our community. And in eating lunch together at the same table, looking eye to eye, we're also finding out that we have a lot more in common than our religious differences sometimes suggest. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.